Welcome to Finn in the MYC, that is the May Young Classic. I'm here with my co-host, Romeda Joe. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. We're here to cover the May Young Classic and what a first round match has been. But want to talk about something? You want to get right into it? It's up to you what you want to do.
Well, first of all, I do want to say that I am not a specialist in fashion or anything. It's just my own opinion on what they're wearing, hair, clothes, stuff like that.
Yeah, a woman's perspective of women's wrestling, you know, you want to watch more women's wrestling, but they're looking like they shouldn't be out there. And fashion-wise, why would another woman want to get into watching, you know, a woman's sport like this? So, let's start off with the first episode of the first tournament. And we have our first matchup. Princessa Suhei versus Kaylee Ray. It's a pretty good matchup. I've seen Kaylee Ray wrestle before. It's not my cup of tea. But, you know, I'm more of a lucha person. So, Princessa Suhei was my type of, you know, my type of wrestler. A lot of lucha moves. Right. What do you think about the Princessa Suhei there?
Well, as far as the wrestling goes, I thought it was a good match. As far as the clothing goes, I had a few problems with Princessa Suhei's outfit for the fact that it looked like an older outfit. And in the other matches that we watched, they seemed to stay in place, whereas hers seemed to ride up a little bit in hiney.
Okay. What about Kaylee Ray?
Well, Kaylee has a really nondescript outfit. I mean, it was it looked like it was more suited for wrestling. It did stay in place. It was just like a nondescript. To me, it looked like a sports bra and, you know, and just you know, pants or shorts.
She didn't look like it was. It looked like it was personal, but not too personal.
Right.
Anyone could wear it, and it would be anyone's outfit.
Exactly.
Princessa Suhei, for me, it was the butterfly mask. Don't know why she has a butterfly mask. I don't think Suhei. I tried to look it up. Means butterfly or a type of butterfly, but. I like a luchador and a lucha mask. But in that match, we see Princessa Suhei picking up the win with an armbar. And our second match of the first episode would be Serena Deeb versus Vanessa Bourne. And let's start off with the easier one. Serena Deeb. Yeah, Deeb.
Deep. Oh, yes. Serena come out. Her outfit was, you know, it was actually nice. It was, like I said before, it looked like a, you know, jogging pants or yoga pants, which I think is what she was wearing. And a matching kind of like halter, which to me would, my own personal opinion, would be the best thing to be wearing when you're wrestling, because it kind of moves with you. That's what I think it was made for.
A little bit, yeah.
And but Vanessa Bourne, okay, come on. She come out wearing something that looked like it should have been on a Victoria's Secret runway, not a wrestling match.
Oh, but that's, you know, she wants to sell the goods. Get something for you guys to see. She was popping out of that outfit, though.
She was.
It was a good match. I think Serena Deeb hit a spear where she caught a lot of speed. I was, like, amazed of, you know, her technical ability, even though they say she's older. She's not that old. They're just saying that to make her sound old.
Right.
But I liked her outfit, but a little bit more personalization, her own symbol, her own sign. But another decent match in, you know, the Women's Classic. Now, you got your first, we're going to the next match. We got your first look at Shayna Baszler versus I believe she's the only one with a single name, and that's Zeta.
Right.
There's nothing to get Shayna Baszler for me. She has a normal look. A little bit more makeup on her. That's but her wrestling gear is great. Former MMA fighter. She's just there to beat someone up. Zeta, nice color scheme. She has a good outfit. She was showing off some cleavage underneath that outfit she was wearing.
Yeah, exactly. Shayna's wearing the, like I said, what I feel would be the perfect wrestling thing. The yoga pants with the matching halter top or sports bra looking top. Also, her hair. I noticed that she's the first one that her hair was kind of slicked back and it was really short. So kind of hard for anybody to grab onto, which I noticed that they do that in this wrestling. Whereas Zeta did have the, again, not so much a Victoria's Secret runway, but close to it. I know, you know, cleavage sells, but I'd be worried that, you know, something would pop out.
Yeah, I think Zeta was, like I said, it was a good outfit for Zeta. It was behind another garment, so nothing was really poking out, but yeah. And in our final match of the night, we had Shayna Baszler winning with a choke of sorts. Really, you can't choke in WWE, but she tapped her out with a sleeper, but we all know what it really is. But the last match of the first episode was Abby Lath taking on Jazzy Gabbert. And Jazzy Gabbert is, to me, almost complete. Gets very good look. We're both into the women with the shorter hair. Not for looks, it's just for combat and ability and movability or mobility. And Abby Lath, same thing. Short haircut. And I like this match as well. What do you think about Abby Lath?
I thought she did a really good job. As far as outfit is concerned, it looked to me like kind of like a bathing suit. A two-piece bathing suit. But it did work really well. Kept things covered. As for Jazzy, to me, it was like a really nice outfit because even though she was wearing a gold halter top, she had something underneath it to, you know, so nothing was actually popping out, and a pair of yoga pants, which works really well, I believe, for wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, with these stronger were monsters characters, they wear that type of stuff. They're not there for the beauty or the glamour, so it's okay. And Abby Lath wins with a Mae Young's very own finishing maneuver, the alligator pin or something like that. But yeah, another great match. But you know, you're gonna get a lot of just people talking about, you know, technical difficulties of the match and breaking it down. We're breaking down how these women look because that's what they're really judged by at the end of the day. They could be a very great wrestler, the best in the world, but if they're not stepping up right with their outfits, the women actually don't want to see that. They want to see a woman that looks beautiful and strong, not just some, you know, slutty woman out there showing off her goods. And if she's playing the heel, that's kind of different. But this is a tournament to show off for women, not to show off for...
Yeah, I want to see more of their physical skill, not their...
Sexual skill. Okay, let's get into the second round of the tournament, or the second episode of the tournament. Now, this match starts off with Mercedes Martinez versus Zaylee.
Yes. Yeah.
Another good matchup. Mercedes has been around the block. I mean, you don't know any of these women coming into this, but this is what got you into wanting to watch women's wrestling again. And then we got Zeta Lee. Let's just go with Zeta Lee first. How she look? How you feeling?
I really liked her outfit. It was kind of it was a costume type outfit that matched where she come from with the design and everything. Black and red. Very nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She has the fan when she comes to the ring, a little bit of prop. Exactly. With her.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about Mercedes Martinez. I like her. She that jewelry has. I don't like jewelry in the face, so to me that's not an option. But what about you?
Yeah, I don't think that as a wrestler you should have anything hanging off your face.
But she looks tough, though.
She does. Yeah, that was one thing that she does look very tough. Her outfit was, the type of outfit I would like to see on wrestlers, being a woman. The yoga pants with the matching top.
And hers looked like it matched her theme as well. She looked like she had her own color scheme going on.
Yeah.
Nothing bright.
I liked it. It was kind of shiny, too. It looked like it had a...
metallic?
That kind of look to it.
Oh, all right. And then we get Mercedes Martinez beating...
Zaylee.
What do we have next? Where is our match matchup?
It was... Rachel Evers.
Oh, Rachel Evers. Versus Marty Bell. And I've seen Marty Bell more than anyone wrestle, or any, mostly the women in this tournament. Pretty cool. Dominican, hair's not all everywhere. Sexy outfit showing up. You know, she's more of a sexy wrestler. And then, how do you feel about Marty?
Okay. her outfit was okay. It was nothing really over the top. I did like her hair, though. I like the fact that her hair was the tight curls. Even though it was long, it still, you know, it kind of had a short type feel to it because of the really tight curls that she had.
All right, now let's we talked about this earlier, but Rachel Evers.
Yes.
I think she won the best outfit. It fit her really well.
Yes, it did. It was, again, the type of outfit I'd like to see the wrestlers in.
Very own color scheme. Look, she had her own t-shirt when she came down.
Yeah.
So she's marketing already, and then plus with her own little color scheme. Hair's a little long, but...
Right. I did like the color scheme. It was green and yellow, and it really, you know, it really stood out. Her top wasn't like the normal sports bra looking top. It had a more of a what would you call it? More of a halter top look to it.
It kept everything in.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very nice. Matched very well.
Okay, who's up next? Who's our next one?
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is what? What's her name?
Miranda.
Miranda.
Salinas.
Miranda Salinas. Okay. Yes. These women look very nice, I think. Let's start with Miranda. I liked her. This is the one. Okay. There's a lot of women. There's 32 women, so I'm slightly confused by this one. What was her look?
It was kind of a short outfit, you know. Was black and yellow. Her hair, though, had red at the bottom of it. So
the black and yellow with the V.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I think because of the fact that her hair had the red in it, that maybe she'd just color scheme wise to get it to all flow together. Maybe if she'd put a little more red into her outfit instead of the yellow.
I bet she's taking on Rhea Ripley, who was wearing red as well, the red top. And
right.
But she wasn't wearing yoga pants. But how did you feel about her outfit?
I did like her outfit, except for the fact that she had the, you know, cleavage showing. I'm always it's funny because I'm always worried that, you know, something's gonna pop out at us and say hello.
But she's a dominant woman, very tall, built very largely, I can say.
Right.
She's like 6 foot, towering over people. I liked her outfit though. It wasn't too over the top. The top was nice and red, black leggings.
Right. Yeah.
Not too dark leggings. I don't care for that stuff.
Right.
Long hair, but she needs the long hair though.
Yeah, I like the long hair. I like the fact that she had it on one side. She did have it kind of braided back.
Oh, so, yeah, so she was ready for a fight there. And then Rhea Ripley gets the win over Selena's. And then, what's the next? Oh, and Rachel Evers had beaten Marty Bell, which wasn't a good match at all.
Right.
But we're judging these women on just to look. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't matter how good they wrestle. It's pretty much how good you're going to look. Because wrestling is not nothing, but you're based off your look.
Yeah, like, when you're a woman, you are based off your look.
Based off your look. And some of these, we already had watched the second season, and a lot of these looks have changed.
Yeah.
To stuff that we're like, oh, wow, they need to change that, and she needed to do. We'll get into a little bit more of that once we get to the particular people that had changed their look to the next bracket of the tournament. In our last matchup for episode 2 of the Women's Classic,
Sarah Logan and. Who is it? Me.
Sarah Logan. Mia Yim.
Mia Yim.
Like I said, Marty Bell and Mia Yim are like a package deal. They're always pretty much. I see them both together a lot. And Zeta. That's a weird name. That's Sarah Logan. Both look great. Sarah playing her gimmick, wearing her gimmick clothes. The Southern outfit, dark top, just like regular jean shorts.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it kind of matched from where she come from, with the hair. Braids.
Yeah, where the basin are from and hair and braids. It looks natty. Looks
right.
A little sharp, but it's a complete character, which these women need to do. They need to get to that next level. They need to get hired to get in. And you can get in with just your looks. There's a lot of women that have, and if you have a different look like Sarah Logan, that's great. And even Mia Yim. Mia Yim is, like, look and outfit is like 100. Her
right.
hair matched her armbands, which matched her
her outfit,
top,
yeah.
Which matched her pants and all the way down. Maybe even her fingernails would have matched it. It's just simple symmetrics that people gravitate their eye to, like Mia Yim does this. I mean, especially if you want more women to watch, that's what you need, a complete package for women to look. Okay, I can look like her. She does this, that, and this to have a look. So, but Mia Yim has defeated Sarah Logan in a pretty good match for Mia Yim. Sarah Logan is going to get hired. She has a Southern look. They like their Southern wrestlers in WWE. But now we're going to move on to the third episode of the Mae Young Classic. Now we start off with our first match. Toni Storm versus Aisha Raymond. And, what do you think about, let's start with Toni this time.
Well, I think they both kind of had a costume thing going on. Toni come out with the small hat, black and white outfit.
She's complete though.
Yeah, it was. It was a complete outfit. It was really nice.
She does her own thing. No one has a little hat. No one has a little
right.
face painted.
Right, yeah, that one kind of blew me why she'd have one black mark on her face, but it must be, her thing.
Yeah, you want to be individual at the same time, but she's wearing a little smaller outfit, but it suits her well. Nothing will feel like it's popping out.
Right.
And we get Aisha Raymond, who had like a gladiator-esque
face paint. Oh my goodness, it was actually, I really like the costume that she had on. It had the gladiator look with the actual skirt type gladiator feel, whatever, however you want to say it. And she did have the makeup going on.
A little bit lighter on the makeup. They did a light pink or peach.
Right.
Could have been a little yellow or orange, something to make it a little pop out in the ring. Yeah, well, both complete. That's, like I said, you need your own character, you need your own look, you need to be your own individual person. That's what I believe most women would gravitate to watching a women's classic. Match-wise, it's just around. They can get these people better. They're not in, completely in the WWE. But we get Toni Storm picking up the win over Aisha Raymond. Who do we have up next?
Dakota Kai.
Dakota Kai versus Kavita Devi.
Yes.
Kavita Devi, you know, comes out wearing her traditional garb of her from India. See, you know, everything, you know, they don't show off nothing.
No.
So you can't expect her to. But it's very nice. Maybe.
Well, I think it would have been better if it hadn't have been orange.
Yeah, it was slightly electric orange, a little orangish yellow.
Or if she had changed it up a bit with different colors of orange, like she had the shawl or whatever, she turned it into a belt. Yeah. If she had did a different color to where it kind of stood out more, and the leggings maybe a different color.
Maybe more jewelry in her hair. Maybe that may help her out.
Maybe.
But not a good match. But I think you liked the Dakota Kai's little...
I did. I don't know what it was about her outfit. It was just reminded me of Flower Power. I mean, that's just the vibe she gave off, too. It matched her, you know, the shirt, the shorts, her leggings, her knee pads, or, you know, everything was that color, and it really popped.
And the character they're going for with both of these women, it fits their themes.
Right.
You know, being a spunky young person, flowers, and all that beautiful stuff.
Exactly.
And then we get Dakota Kai beating the, upset over, you know, Kavita Devi, you know. Who do you have up next?
Bianca Belair.
Your girl, Bianca Belair.
And Sage Beckett.
Sage Beckett. I like Sage Beckett's outfit. She is, I want to say she's built a little differently than most of the women. Well, so this outfit, hot, you know, darks in some spots, and it's mostly dark. Dark top,
right.
Dark bottom,
right.
Dark hair. So it's covered, you know.
She had the full outfit too. Yeah. There wasn't any skin showing. She had a kind of a reddish top with a black leather over it, and then the dark pants. And I want to say it was really slimming.
And then, you're like I say, one of your favorites, Bianca
Belair. Not really one of my favorites, but
that hair is
the hair. Oh my goodness, the hair gets me.
Like she needs a different look. She looks. I don't like the kisses on her pants. That's like another wrestler had used those kisses before. The EST, I forget what that even stood for. If she's gonna, you're gonna put anything on you, you want people to know what it is. She does blow kisses to her opponents, so the kisses on her tights. The EST, she doesn't scream that. It could have just Belair on the back. Or, you know, BB or for Bianca Belair.
Right.
The hair is a lot of people complaining about. She whips you with the hair.
The outfit, though, was really sparkly, too. I mean, it did stand out.
Yeah, so when it's sparkly on TV, it's extremely sparkly in real life. So.
Right.
With this, she probably lit up the whole arena. And then we get Bianca Belair winning that matchup with the hair whipping streak. I remember that specifically. It's like she whipped her with her hair. It's not a DQ, but ugh, whatever. And I don't think you need to tell me what she wants next, but I think it's Piper.
Yeah.
Piper Niven. Not my pick to win, but my pick to do it all. Versus Santana Garrett. This is people were saying this was the match of the so far in the tournament in the first round, and to me Santana Garrett she's complete, but I always thought she needed a slight mask, something little, but she's an extremely beautiful woman. But her headband matches her tassels. matches her boots, matches her tights.
Yeah, everything was matching. I like the fact that she had the headband, pulled her hair back away from her face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's, like we were saying earlier, you can tell the people who are experienced versus people inexperienced, their hair is slightly different than everyone else's. It's less hair, their hair is away, their hair is braided on one side. So, yeah, Satara Garrett is complete. And I think he had a different opinion on Piper.
Oh, yes. I do have a different opinion on Piper's outfit. Being the fact that I'm a bigger woman myself, I don't particularly like the fact that the sides were open. Other than that, the match was good. I liked the match, and I was hoping that Piper would win.
I like Piper Niven's outfit. I don't think I liked it at first. It grew on me because I've seen it before in another promotion. She was wearing it. I like it a lot. It's nothing too fancy. I mean, the outfit is a little out there. It's a little sparkly. But it's just to go. The side things don't make much sense, but we watched her in the next round. And her leggings match her side views. So, but in this one they didn't. It was two different shapes. And if she continuously matches those together, that'd be something. That lace on the side of her side lace.
True.
But let's get into episode 4 of the first round of the Mae Young Classic. Now let's move on to Candice LeRae versus Renee Michelle. how do you feel? Let's go with Michelle first. How do you feel about Renee Michelle?
I like the outfit. I did. It was like, to me, it was like an Indian type outfit. Red, it was fringed. I liked the choker look. She had a feather in her hair.
Yeah, and the feather was a totally different color. I don't know. I think the skirt was a little too tight. But I really like the Native American look. Pretty good. All red, very bright though. Usually some more pastel. If you're really Native American, but it's all good. What about Candice LeRae?
She had just a basic purple outfit on, shorts and top, my go-to wrestling outfit. Shorts were decent, not too short.
Okay. But we get Candice LeRae beating Renee Michelle. Who's up next?
Lacey Evans and I'm not sure how. Tanera Conti?
Yeah, another complete character we have is Lacey Evans.
Yes.
The 1950s, 60s, Navy gimmick. It was perfect.
Yes, it was. I really like the outfit. It's an older look. Like you said, more of a 1950s look. The only thing I don't like is the fact how long her hair is.
Oh yeah, hair is extremely long. It is way too long. And then we watch the next episode, which is, we're going to do a different day, but she tightened up her hair. It was shorter. She put it more, yes. Which is kind of funny. And we're like, just laughing about that. So, the next episode she does, a lot of these gimmicks and clothing have changed episode to episode. Which you should do, but like this is stuff that other people are pointing out as well for these women just to change up and stuff like that, and especially with Lacey Evans. But the Conti, she had a long sleeve shirt on with a.
Yeah, that what I found really different. I would think that she would have gone for a normal look. Well, I won't say normal, but for the shorter. Sleeved, being as you're wrestling and the heat, I can imagine she was pretty warm in that outfit.
Sometimes maybe it's to help cover up something, maybe a tattoo that she doesn't want to show, or maybe she has little skinny arms.
Maybe.
We get Lacey Evans beating Conti, and then who's next? Nicole Savoy versus Reina Gonzalez. Okay. I don't know which one is worse, but Reina Gonzalez, I like the little mask. That's probably about it.
I don't quite understand the color scheme, maybe.
She's wearing chaps.
Yeah, she's wrestling in not actual chaps, obviously, because they would be too hard to wrestle in. The black chaps, and her outfit was blue, so I guess black and blue, I don't know. It just wasn't working.
She had a black mask. I don't know. She could take off the chaps to wrestle, but I do like the half mask, the little bandita mask. I don't know, play up the gimmick a little more. But Nicole, I don't know, she had like a side cape. She could fly sideways. Maybe. She had a cape.
And the only thing is, it was on her shorts and not on her shirt, you know, so can you really call it a cape?
I did like her outfit that was studded underneath on the edges of her outfit.
Yeah.
So that brought out something different.
Kind of royal. Like, I don't know. It reminded me of royalty for some reason.
Oh, yeah, the blue, purple is color of royalty.
That could have been it.
And then in the last match of the first round of the Mae Young Classic is Kairi Sane versus Tessa Blanchard.
Yes, Kairi the Pirate. Oh. That outfit, I do like that gimmick. That outfit was very well put together.
Yeah, I liked it as well. Everything is just, she played a pirate already, so that helps her out when you're coming in and doing stuff. So you already owned half your own stuff. So we're like, someone like Reina Gonzalez are probably like, okay, you're going to be a bandita, grab some shit and go out to the ring. Well, Kairi Sane has always been a pirate, so she has pirate stuff ready to bring with her. And Tessa Blanchard, I didn't like the shorts because I had to see her whole ass to see Blanchard.
And they were short. Not only that, but they were short.
No problem with the shorts.
Yeah, I bet not.
And then she had a glass booby window. Mm. No, it was a diamond shaped. I didn't get why the shape was a diamond for her window.
Yeah, I don't understand that one either.
But when we do the next episode, we could actually start breaking down matches and stuff, what they're wearing this week and their next stage of the tournament. But I find it every woman probably. Let's just jump. Who do you think was your worst outfit all around?
The worst outfit. I still have to go back to Piper. I think that was, to me, my personal worst was Piper's outfit.
I think I picked the Vanessa Bourne. She kept falling out of her top, and so I think she had.
Yeah. The runway, the Victoria's Secret one runway outfit.
Yeah, she's showing off more than
in
ring skills. So this is probably gonna be a little bit harder then. Who do you think had the best outfit?
Oh, that one is tough because there were so many amazing outfits.
Okay, who do you think the one that stood out the most? Because I see a lot of them are good, such as Toni Storm.
Right.
Had all the personality. We just went over Kairi Sane being a pirate.
Right.
I'm gonna go myself. What are you thinking? We'll go with Lacey Evans. She took off clothes and still had clothes.
On. Yeah, get out of my head because I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, then you could. All right, then I'll go. I like Mia Yim. Then Mia Yim was great. Everything matched. She's covered up. Everything was flowed pretty quickly through her. You look at it and go, okay, that's Mia Yim. You could tell right off the bat. Her hair matches that. You know, she has a different look. Everyone had this. Pretty much all the women had that look. The long pants with the top on.
Right.
But everyone did it slightly different.
Exactly.
All right. And so you have, so for Piper Niven, do you have any advice for any other women out there?
like a Jazzy Gabbard or someone who didn't win, but, you know, and then go to the next round, but can offer the WWE more. Any side notes you have, any side ideas for these women?
Not really, not at the top of my head.
I think maybe Kavita DeVee, Jewelry, like adding something, I mean, more of a Indian princess.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that would help her. Because she was, matched what she needed, but she needs pizzazz, a little bit more pizzazz. Even though she's a strong, tough woman, she can, like, more princess of type woman.
Yeah.
But every woman has ups, except for Rosanna Gonzalez. Every woman I've seen had a little bit more upside. You could add more to their gimmick. You could do a little bit more. Change up slightly here. Some of these women are perfect, like Jazzy Gabbard, like 100% perfect. I just think she probably needed to wear the German flag colors.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of carrying the flag.
Yeah.
German flag.
To incorporate it into her outfit.
Yeah. So, I mean, we won't see these women again. So let's just try to help each woman out. What about Kay Lee Ray? What do you think she could do?
As far as her outfit or?
Outfit, adding some new touches. Hair color, anything like that?
Yeah, I think with, although her hair color was pretty nice in this match, it was like I'm not sure if it was a deep red or a deep purple.
I think it was more or less red.
Was it?
For me, I've seen a lot of Kay Lee Ray matches. I don't care for Kay Lee Ray. I don't like those type of women. But I think she's good, but we just won't see her again. We won't talk about her again. Vanessa Bourne needs a totally new outfit.
Yes, she definitely does. I think something more appropriate for wrestling, less runway.
Zeta? What do we get for Zeta?
Zeta, I think that her outfit wasn't all that bad. I just didn't particularly care for the front of it. If it was more enclosed, maybe yellow completely covering the front instead of the window showing her, you know, cleavage.
What? What's up? Santana Garrett. Wonder Woman.
Honestly, I really like that outfit. I really like the fact that her headband and everything matched and it just kind of flowed together. If she wants to go more of a gimmick type into as a Wonder Woman, then she should go to the Wonder Woman colors.
I mean, you can switch up the colors and all, but add them in. Sarah Logan, the girl from down south.
You know what? Her look is exactly what it should be. For the fact that she's down south, and she looks like she could be wrestling gators.
Yeah, something maybe... Nothing too wild. Add an animal to her, maybe, you know.
Oh, that
not
could
a real animal, not, you know, a generic purse, hat, gator belt.
Gator shoes. There you go.
Yeah, gator shoes. Zaida Lee. She was a lady in all red. She was good. I think she had a leg tattoo. She needs to. It's kind of hard to see because she's what her leggings were covering the tattoo as well.
Yeah.
So try to maybe lighten your leggings or darken them way up where if you don't want them to see it.
Right.
Or bring attention to it. Who we got? Morena Salinas.
Oh.
She was the girl from Houston, the Booker T student.
She's the one with
with all the sass.
Oh.
Sassy girl. She had the red tips, but
right. I think that I think if you're gonna have color in your hair, then you should incorporate that into your outfit so that it makes it pop more.
Alright, we went over Jazzy Gabbard. Complete gimmick, just
exactly.
Aisha Raymond, she was a gladiator with the cat face.
Right. If you're gonna do something like that, if I would do more of a gladiator look if you're going to go for that. If you're going to have the gladiator outfit, let's go for the gladiator look.
Yeah, all the way. A sword, maybe a shield.
Exactly.
It may go wild. A little bit more wilder hair.
Exactly. A little
press two press of a hair. Kavina the V, you go through her, some accented jewelry on her face.
They yes.
That, or, because she didn't have no tattoos, so.
Right, exactly.
Renee Michelle. She is the one Native American, wearing a Native American outfit.
Oh, I honestly think that just her, it was, you know, good the way it was.
I think more, a little bit too flashy for Native American colors.
If yeah, okay, but so she could change up the colors.
Change up the colors.
Make it more.
More pastel or more.
Make it more leather looking.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like pleather.
Exactly.
It could be. Okay, this Marty Bell, the one with the Dominican with the fro.
Oh, the one that was wearing the blue outfit with the cat, the lace.
I don't remember, but I mean, I just know she has a fro. She's complete as well. Just I guess in her case, she's needs a tone for wrestling. She looks good. Let's get a complete outfit. Nice hair. She has a different look.
Right.
Sage Beckett. She's the one with the complete outfit on. Looks like one outfit all together.
Yeah, the one that basically covered everything up.
Yeah, I like her a lot. She looks like a witch. I think she says she's not a witch. People say she's a witch, but she's something else. But let's go with a witch. Go with that. Maybe, or she looks like a fortune teller.
Right.
She has that type of look on her face. Let's you know, give her a crystal ball or something, you know.
Right. Give her a gimmick.
Give her more, make more of a gimmick. Push towards more of a gimmick.
Yeah.
Tayeta Conti. She is the Brazilian jiu-jitsu person with the long sleeve shirt.
I would suggest more color. I mean, for the fact that it was just, it was white.
Yeah.
Let's incorporate, you know, if nothing else, maybe something out of your culture. Put a little more color into it.
Yeah, being Brazilian. And, Reyna Gonzalez, Reyna, the queen. But, Reyna Gonzalez, just, you got to start from the beginning, really.
Yeah.
Because it came in so bland that she can be someone else next week and I couldn't tell the difference.
Right, exactly.
You play the Mexican heritage up, being Gonzalez, being Reyna and Gonzalez, or you can play up that Indian Native American, not Native American, but Cowboys and Indian style gimmick. Boost that up. She can go both ways, but she needs to pick one and push for it. And at the end, Tessa Blanchard, just shorten the name so I can see it on your ass. So I gotta look at both sides of your ass to see Blanchard. But right. Tessa Blanchard was good. And those women we won't be seeing again in a tournament. They had all lost. And then next time on Finn in the NYC, we're just gonna cover the next set of tapings and get a little bit more in depth into the matches and stuff like that. But this is to showcase these women and what they need to do. And like we say, we watched a lot of the episodes of the next bracket, and a lot of these women changed their looks to some of the stuff we were already talking about, and we were talking about discussing what we're going to talk about on the show. So, any final words? Anything you want to say before we head out of here?
Not really. Just the fact that I'd like to see more in the dress wise. You know, maybe a little more color with some people, a little less cleavage with some people. but all in all, their outfits were really good.
So do you think the WWE put on a good tournament altogether?
I think so. I think they did.
A lot of culture, a lot of different women, different sizes, shapes, heights, not their typical, you know.
Right, yeah, not their What kind of got me was some of the matchups. I'm not quite sure how they match these women up with each other, but some of the matchups were nowhere equal as far as, you know, height, weight, stuff like that.
Yeah, the showcase, a lot of these women weren't going to make it no matter what. And it's the luck of the draw. And some of these women are still great, like Tessa Blanchard, who had lost. You know, she was a big-time name.
Yeah.
But, you know, she went against Kairi Sane, which we definitely know is just, you know, it was one of the biggest names coming in. So there's a different matchups. Maybe, like, this Nicole Savoia was supposed to be the suplex lady, but she's pinned against a larger lady in Renee Gonzalez, and then she the suplexer.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't get a chance to really show off her athleticism and suplexing and all this other stuff. But it looks like that's it until the next time we're to do a little bit of Finn in the NYC. I am Finn Fish. This is my co-host,
Ramita Joe.
And I guess we are now finished.
Till next time.